News Talk ZB with Chris Lynch, 18 past five. Wellington smokers are in the City Council's sights. It's considering instant fines for people who drop their cigarette butts on the street. The council is reviewing its public places bylaw, and one possible change is to treat the dropping of cigarette butts more harshly than ever before. Councillor Iona Pandant says the city would save money if people could just be tidy Kiwis.
We do spend a lot of ratepayers' dollars making sure that the city is clean. So it is better if people are tidy in the first place so we don't have to clean up the mess. These are a problem, apart from the fact that they make our streets look disgusting. They can get into our waterways as well. So we want to be sending a clear message that that's not acceptable.
Not acceptable. There you go. Well, Wellington City Councillor Brian Dawson thinks it's all a bit off, and he joins me now. Good evening.
Hi, Chris. How are you going?
Good, thank you. What is wrong with this proposal?
What's wrong with this proposal? Well, in my opinion, it's totally unnecessary. We already have a bylaw in place under the Littering Act, which actually already makes it an offence to discard your cigarette butt on the streets of Wellington or anywhere else, basically, and this simply repeats it. We don't actually enforce that particularly often now, and this proposed new bylaw wouldn't change that.
So is it better to use your existing resources to make change?
You mean in terms of enforce the whole littering bylaw in the first place?
Yeah.
I guess you could argue that. I mean, you've also got to say then what's more important. Obviously, we've got limited resources. Is it more important to put people out on the street policing people throwing away cigarette butts? Or, for example, I've just come out of a meeting talking about how we end homelessness in Wellington. Is that more important? It's where you put your resources.
How would this actually be policed?
Well, I guess at the moment the reality is it wouldn't. We have council staff who, in theory, could be out there keeping an eye on it. I mean, for example, at the top of my head, I suppose you could say this becomes an extension of parking wardens' jobs, but to be honest, they've got their own job to do. So it could really only be policed if we had a dedicated team of people whose job it was to police it, and we don't have that.
You see this as being a little precious of those who proposed this in the first place?
I wouldn't say that. Actually, I completely understand where they're coming from. There are a couple of issues here. One is that we just don't like the idea of having litter on our streets, but also cigarette butts are an environmental problem. They do get washed into the stormwater drains and out to sea, and they do create a problem in the harbour and elsewhere. So I understand where people are coming from. They're saying we actually do want to encourage people not to do this. I just personally don't think this particular proposed bylaw would make any difference.
You reckon these proposed changes could change people's perception of the capital as being a bit petty?
I haven't really given that a lot of thought, to be honest, Chris. I guess I hope not. I really do. I mean, I think what we're talking about are people who genuinely care and want the place to be better. I've got to say, when you know, I'm lucky enough to lead the portfolio that has the smoke-free Wellington strategy in it. And I'm really proud of what we're doing to end smoking in Wellington. We already have the lowest rates per head of smoking in the country. And we've done that by focusing on the positive rather than the punitive. And I'm quite keen on that. But I don't think it's petty. I just think these are people who are saying we really do want to discourage people from doing something that I think, honestly, we all agree is not a good thing to do. None of us actually agree that it's a good thing to throw your cigarette butts in the street.
So what would you like to see actually happen then? Or nothing?
I guess, personally, I voted against this proposed new bylaw because I don't think we need it, I don't think we're going to enforce it, and it goes against what I believe is a more positive approach for the smoke-free strategy. So what I'd like to see happen is we have an honest discussion. If we do put this bylaw in place, are we actually going to enforce it or not? And if the answer is no, then we need to really ask ourselves, then why do we bother? And I guess those who voted for it would argue because it sends a message. Fine. I don't particularly agree.
Councillor Simon Wolfe said butts littering the streets bothers residents and they're particularly concerned about this and the fact that it's bad for the environment.
Well, I've got to tell you, I get phone calls, emails and messages from residents very, very regularly because part of my patch is the central city. I've never had one complaint about cigarette butts. I have complaints about many, many other things, but I think cigarette butts is low on the list of priorities. I understand it does annoy some people, and I do agree it is bad for the environment. My personal message would be, please don't throw your cigarette butts on the street. Do I think it's worth our time making a bylaw about it? No, I don't.
Wellington City Councillor Brian Dawson, thanks for your time this evening.
Thanks, Chris.
It's 23 past five. Breaking these rocks in the hot sun. I bought the law and the law won. Well, actually, it seems the Wellington City Council's been the fun police lately. Here's Deputy Mayor Jill Day talking this week about getting rid of Guy Fawkes celebrations.
A terror attack on Parliament is not something to celebrate, and the fact that someone was caught and then quite brutally taken to task on that is probably not something that we really should be celebrating, especially in this day and age.
Ah, Jill, get over yourself. Get over yourself. Let the kids have some fun and light up the city. Oh, what a yucky-sounding woman. And the Mayor, Justin Lester, isn't even keen on Queen's birthday.
I think it's a relic of the past, to be honest. I mean, not that I don't have support for the Queen. She's still there in her role as head of state. However, it does seem silly that we have that when it's not her actual birthday. It is a time of year when we have Matariki in the new year. It would be good to celebrate New Zealand culture.
Remember, Wellington is the council that plans to introduce mandatory microchipping for cats too.
Cats are wonderful, but they are also predators, and so we need to make sure that there's a balance between enjoying your cat but also protecting native wildlife.
Cats, smokers, Queen's birthday, fireworks, bam, 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 everything. It's 24 past five.